Lingering drought in California and Texas has all but shut down the big cattle ranches in those states, offering a golden opportunity for families like the Schneiders near Lone Tree in eastern Iowa. Matt Schneider explains they found a way to expand their cow-calf operation by putting it under a roof.
This was a way for us to expand in the situation that we're in. We don't have ample pasture at our access to us in Johnson County. It's a more populated county in Iowa. There's not a lot of pasture ground. And for the number of head that we're talking about, that pasture ground, if you did, were able to fortunate to find it, would be in 2, 3, 4 different counties. So you would spend all your time running back and forth to just check cows, let alone getting anything productive done.
The Schneiders have put up a hoop building about the size of 2.5 football fields in length and 50 feet wide. Matt says one of the advantages is allowing the animals to better handle weather extremes.
When they're cold and wet, that's not necessarily the best situation. And with this structure, we minimize that as best we can. I also think there will be a big advantage in this kind of housing in the summertime. When we think about Iowa, again, humidity, the hot summers, is these cattle will stay much more comfortable in this structure than if they're just out in the wide open pastures.
Iowa State University Extension beef specialist Patrick Wall says the setup offers an alternative to the traditional confinement or feedlot.
There's not a deep pit underneath of it, you know, where they're getting liquid manure like some of the more common confinement facilities. It is a roof over the cattle's head 365 days a year, but it's not your typical feedlot operation either. They're not feeding the cattle near the amount of feed that a feedlot diet would. They're not trying to maximize gain. They're merely managing a smaller number of cows in a smaller area.
And Matt's father, John, points out they've made special arrangements for the little ones.
And we tweaked a few things where our calves will be able to, the progeny will be able to get out and be able to have a small grass lot so that they'll get some exercise.
Matt Schneider says this facility has allowed them to expand their original herd of 20 by adding 100 more for a specialty business.
We have agreements with those different producers, put in their embryos, and based off of whatever we get calves resulting from those embryos, then we have a structured agreement that they will pay us for those cattle. Now, with that being said, we're also going to have some that are going to get bred to just the regular cleanup bull, and those are the cattle that we will just market at a feeder calf standpoint.
ISU's Patrick Wall says putting cattle on pasture is best if you can get it, but he predicts producers will do what they can to keep up with demand.
You know, as long as beef demand stays high, these types of facilities will continue to gain popularity. So if it cycles back down, you know, downward, and beef cattle are not near as profitable as they are right now, then you won't see these types of facilities expand.
And in the case of the Schneiders, unless you can see the hoop building, you'd never know there are 100-plus cows just over the hill. As we stand just outside the structure, Matt says he's very happy with their decision.
You're standing right next to them. You don't hear single one bawling or anything of that nature. I mean, they seem as content as any cow herd you would want. They have the freedom to move within their pens, within the building, and get some exercise from that standpoint. There's feed within the bunk so they can go and eat. And then, again, go back into the back two-thirds of the barn, which is better with corn stalks, and kind of, you know, lay on some nice dry bedding.
The Schneiders held an open house last week for other producers who are considering their options as well. Near Lone Tree, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.